Thank you very much, Tom, for your kind words, and it's my pleasure and privilege to open this exhibition tonight on behalf of my very good friends, Leo and Colm. And I won't detain you long, as they say in the old ballads, because Colm McEvra, if you've got the catalogue, has fantastic, detailed, academic insights into both Leo and Colm's work. And that's where you go for your assessments and the kind of level that people who sculptors have achieved. So all I'm going to say is that it's very obvious that, and evident that in this exhibition are two very different and distinct individual artists. Colm is probably more exuberant and extrovert in the fact that he likes to go forward to meet the challenge of ideas and to deal with those ideas in his own inimitable way. Each problem, in other words, must be dealt with as it presents itself and solved according to the artist's instincts and innate knowledge of the craft materials and his own artistic energy. You can see it in every one of the works here, practically, but I think particularly in the number two, Only in the Name, and the Watchers and the Bowmen, there's that human kind of grasp of form and material. And then we come to his other kind of concerns, and it brings me back in memory to a piece, and it's a fact that Colm is from Mayo, and he understands the west of Ireland and all of that seaboard very well in his work, and it comes true. But I do remember that Ocean Kelly did a sculpture one time of the main mountain on Achill in Ishlig Moor, and where he had a pyramidical form with a cloud on top. It was one of the most original sculptures I've ever seen. And Colm has re-examined that whole situation here. And in those ones you can see it. Nimmo's Colm is it's a kind of a very dynamic piece that goes upwards, and it's indentated with the bronze. In the balanced pyramidical forms, then you have the color and the contrasting textures of the metal, and this is Colm's concern. That you have the texture of both the rough and the smooth and the crisscross. In that, you're going back thousands of years to basic instincts and to basic concerns with sculpture. And there's no question about it, but it's a very rich vision, and anybody who's here tonight can see that. With Leo, you have a more restrained, and it's like a painter with whose palette is limited in terms of the color. There is a big Beckettian flavor, a minimalist control over both the subject matter and the treatment and idea within the context of how the material is used or applied. It's a marrying of concept and material. That of the model pieces, example, the tree series, and in contrast, the harder welded series, River Run. Leo has been attracted by the concept of combining stone and metal for many years now, and I have a very nice piece at home. It has, in the recent past, come together in a most telling way. You can see it here in the way the scenes are beautifully crafted and then combined with the abstract column or the piece of splayed stone there in the corner here, and in many of the pieces. You will see that without me having to explain very much about it. It's all there, it's very obvious. In Leo's work, there's a quiet celebratory memorialist atmosphere, especially in the winter tree series, as I've said. it's almost stage, it's quiet, but there's a hopeful element within that. And I think it's one of the most original series of sculptures that any artist has produced in recent times in Ireland. Now, I could go on for hours talking about both Colm and Leo.
Oh,
because the fact of the matter is that I think the work speaks for itself. I don't have to explain, nor does anybody else. And if you want, as I said, if you want the academic view, go to Brian McEverett. And all I can say is both Colm and Leo and myself have been interlinked and worked together for many years. It's a great privilege for me to be here tonight, and I'm honored to be asked to open this exhibition, because at times I couldn't have functioned, nor could many other sculptors in this country, without the help of both Colm and Leo, because they have put their heart and soul into the business. It's hard work, it's tough work, it's unrelenting work. And there's other people here tonight from the foundry, Paddy Murphy and Willie Page, and all of these people have made an unknown contribution to Irish art.
Mm-hmm. Here, here.
This is not well known in general to the public. But I'm saying it here tonight, that without people such as Colm, Leo, Paddy and Willie, and everybody that belongs to that team, there would be very little produced. Because in 1970, when we started the foundry, there was nobody doing foundry work in Ireland. No one. I mean, the lady had done a bit, but it was on a kind of an individual basis. He worked maybe two or three times a year and doing little bits and pieces. But from 1970 onwards, it was available to the general public and any sculptor who wanted to come in and have a work process. And it was a revolutionary kind of a thing. It was also very hard, and it's not an easy business. It suffers the slings and arrows of misfortune, and the same as every other industry does. You know, it's no different. And that's what I want to say, that sculpture, and sculpture of this particular variety, is part of the process of everyday life. It is not a remote thing that people are detached from. It's very much involved. And it's involved with the mind, the body, and the spirit. And we should always be aware of that. Now, thanks to the Kenny family, going back many years, and Ronnie O'Gorman wrote a wonderful piece when Mrs. Kenny passed away very recently about the first sculpture exhibition, possibly in a combined way, in the West of Ireland, was held in Salt Hill about 30 years ago or more.
And, 39
years ago. Yeah, reminding me. And that was the beginning of all of Colm's activity, because before that, there was very little. There was a certain amount, Claire Sheridan and one or two other individuals. It was always there, but it wasn't coherent or understandable to the public. But since then, I think, due to Kenny's and due to their love of art and life and fun and all the rest of it that makes up life.
And filling.
And well, I leave that to you. I just say that all of the people here tonight are for sale, and they're wonderfully finished pieces, and you could do no wrong. Whether you're in the corporate area or the private area, it's sold. That's a bad reason.
Yeah.
So please enjoy the show. Thanks to all of the people concerned, Leo and Colm in particular, and Tom Kenny, of course, because without that enthusiasm, as I said, of the Kenny family and their commitment to the arts, this show would not be possible. Thank you very much.
Amen.